Brethren in the Work of God, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 20th, 1899. Dear Brethren in the Work of God, I have been very much burdened in regard to the future of the work. Our camp meetings should be made all that God designed they should be. The spiritual necessities of those who attend should not be neglected. From the very commencement of the meeting, social meetings for prayer, confession, and spiritual awakening should be held. Let all seek to understand the meaning of the words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 28-29. There is the giving and there is the finding of the rest that Jesus longs to have every one of his children find. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. John 13, verse 3-5. This humiliation was Christ's exaltation. There are lessons of humility for us to learn. Those who are in the most exalted positions are the ones who should practice humility and walk in humbleness of mind. They should speak in simple language, that even the children may understand them. Let none who do not have humility talk humility. Humility talked may become inrooted vanity. We have no need any of us to claim humility, but we are to be, in reality, humble. Humility is an active principle growing out of a thorough consciousness of God's great love, and will always show itself by the way in which it works. By taking part in the ordinance of feet washing, we show that we are willing to perform this act of humility. We are doing the very thing Christ did, but this is not to be talked of as an act of humiliation. It is an act which symbolizes the condition of the mind and heart. All ye are brethren. Matthew 23, verse 8. As brethren, we are identified with Christ and with one another. As brethren, we are identical with Christ, and through His grace, identical with one another. And as we wash the feet of Christ's followers, it is as though we were indeed touching the Son of God. We do this act because Christ told us to do it, and Christ Himself is among us. His Holy Spirit does the work of uniting our hearts. To become one with Christ requires self-denial and self-sacrifice at every step. The performance of the ordinance of humility calls for self-examination. The noble principles of the soul are strengthened on every such occasion. Christ lives in us, and this draws heart to heart. We are led to love as brethren, to be kind, tender, courteous in daily service, having hearts that can feel another's woe. It is having the living breath of the Holy Spirit that makes the humble man's human life noble, pure, and after the likeness of Christ's life. Much knowledge does not elevate a man in the sight of God. To be daily crucified with Christ, daily a partaker of his sufferings, is what wins souls to the truth. He who manifests childlike simplicity and Christ-like humility is great in God's sight. He who is most nearly a child in faith and trust and devotion is highest in God's kingdom.